Good morning. And we know every day of Pesach, have a Kriyas HaTorah, a different Kriyas HaTorah every day. One of the parashas in the Torah which mentions the Shalosh Regalim or Pesach specifically. Today we read from the parasha of Solecha, parashas Kisisa, just after we've gone through the story of the Egal and its aftermath. Moshe Rabbeinu had davened to Hashem, and Hashem had agreed to give the Luchos Nias, and he had mentioned the Yud Gimel Midrash Rachamim. And then the Torah goes on, and he starts warning us against when we come to Eretz Yisrael not to serve Avodah Zarah again. And eventually it comes to the Shalosh Regalim. Elohei Maseicha L'Yisrael Aloch. And then it's Chag HaMatzos Tishmoy, Chag HaShavuos, Sukkos. So the obvious question, which sticks out, how does this come in here at all? We're just talking about Avodah Zarah, we understand, just done the Chet Egel, we want to make sure it doesn't happen again, and all of a sudden, Chag HaMatzos Tishmoy, Chag HaShavuos, Sa'aseh Lecha, how on earth does Yom Tov come into this parasha here? What's the connection between this parasha here, of the Chet Egel, or after the Chet Egel, and the Yom Tovim, the Shalosh Regalim? There's another question. The whole parsha, look at the whole parsha, it seems the whole chronology here of the whole parsha seems a bit off. What exactly happened? After Chet Egel, Hashem wanted to destroy Klal Yisrael. Moshe davened to Hashem, and Hashem agreed to relent. And accepted Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillas. And Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, "Adonai Nos Rochecha, show me your midos." And Hashem agreed, and he told him, "Yud Gimel Midos Rachamim." That's not exactly what it says. What it says is like this: Hashem agreed, and then Hashem says, "Okay, I'm going to give you Luchos Nias. Go down, Psol Lecha, Vayomer Hashem El Moshe." Where we start, that's where we start the Kriyas HaTorah. Psol Lecha Shem Luchos Avanim Choreshenim. Go and make yourself another pair of Luchos. And I'll write on these new luchos the Aseres Divrei again. And then come back, okay? V'yisrael shnei luchos avanim. Moshe Rabbeinu went, and he carved himself out these two luchos. I don't know how long that take. I presume it took some time, however long it took. He did that. Then he came back up to Arsinai with his two luchos. And then he came back, and it says, V'yaver Hashem alpono v'yikor Hashem Hashem. And Hashem tells him, Yudgim midrash rachamim. And then he carried on, and he told him, "We're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. Hinei nechikaris kris neged kolam chet neflois. Make sure you don't do Avodah Zarah." And then he told him, like we said, the Yom Tovim. What's going on? That should all have been before. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Hoydini nos rochecha." Hashem said, "Okay." Tell him the Yud Gimel Midrash Rachamim. Warn him about the Egel. And then, okay, off you go. Get yourself a new luchos and come back, and I'll write on the luchos. He didn't do that. Sends him off to write the luchos. When he comes back, all of a sudden, he carries on the old conversation of the Yud Gimel Midrash Rachamim, and he starts with this whole long arichas here. How does this all come in here at all? The whole seder seems to be off. It's not correct. So we know from Chazal there's a big number of differences between the luchos Rishonos and the luchos Shniyos, between the first luchos and the second luchos. Chazal say it says by in the first luchos, cholos ala luchos al tikri cholos ala cheros, freedom, there's cheros in malacham oves. At that time they had achieved the darga that they were no longer susceptible to malacham oves until they did the Chet HaEgel. The cheros and hashikho, the Torah they learned from the second luchos were never forgotten. Okay, it's interesting, cholos ala luchos is telling you cheros in malacham oves. Not what's the connection between actually the luchos and the fact that they're not going to die. It seems to be a connection between the luchos themselves and the Torah they received and the fact. Okay, but more than we have other differences. There's a fair Beis Halevi in Roshes is Mechiach at length. He explains that the luchos which we know, which has the Aseres Adibris, the Torah Shel Ksav. Rashi on the Torah says the whole Torah Shel Ksav was nichal in the Aseres Adibris. Torah Shel Ksav, Torah Shel Peh. Obviously not. That's the pasuk for later on. Slave the chorus at Dvorim Eile, ki al pi hadvorim Eile, Grati basis Israel. The Gemara explains ki al pi hadvorim Eile is referring to the Torah Shel Peh. And the Beis Halevi explains that Hashem was saying to Moshe, write Write down on the Nukhle the Torah Shebekhsav, but don't write down the Torah Shebelpeh. Because the Bris in Yisrael has to be not written. I'm not going to go into that now, how he explains it. That's what he says. That was all in the second Nukhle. The first Nukhle, he says, the whole Torah Shebekhsav and Torah Shebelpeh was written on the Nukhle. Says, obviously, it was Meisim Nisim. Explains that why that had to be, why that was. But again, there's this difference between the first Nukhle and the second Nukhle. The first Nukhle had the whole Torah on it, Torah Shebelpeh as well, where the second Nukhle had only Torah Shebekhsav. There was other differences between, call it the pre-Egel era and after the Egel. According to many Rishonim, the whole Mishkan, the whole Tzivion building the Mishkan only happened after Chet HaEgel. If it wouldn't have been for that, we wouldn't have needed the Mishkan. After Chet HaEgel, we needed the Mishkan to be able to have Hashem resting in B'tzeich Gal Yisrael. That was only through the Mishkan. So we see a number of differences, both in the Torah themselves, the Nukhis themselves, and in the general analog of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael. So I'd like to speak a little bit more about how these things connect. So I'd like to start off with a very famous Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in the beginning of Avodah Zarah tells us what's going to happen La'asid Lachoy. Very famous Gemara. Hashem's going to come, going to want to give Skar to the Eden. And all the Goyim are going to come and they're going to say, no, we want Skar, and this one's going to say, we did this, and that one, a whole long Gemara. The Gemara starts off like this. The Gemara says, La'asid Lachoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Yishev, the Sefer Torah b'chikoi. He's going to be holding a Sefer Torah. And he's going to say, Kol Misha Oslak Bo, Yovei Vitel Tzchoroi. Anyone who kept the Torah, who's Isaac in the Torah, come and get your Tzchor. Always bothered me. What's he need a Sefer Torah for? Kol Misha Oslak Bo. Whoever has been Isaac in the Sefer Torah, whoever has been Isaac in the Torah, throughout all these years of, yeah, till now. Now is the time to get your Tzchor. You need the Sefer Torah. Well, you have to show us what he's talking about. Yeah, this Sefer Torah, what's he holding the Sefer Torah for? So holding the Sefer Torah for Heikoi, and he's saying, Kol Misha Oslak Bo, Yovei Vitel Tzchoroi. It seems from here, I'll tell you what it seems, and I'll try and explain it a bit more. The Torah itself is the Tzchor. Hashem is saying, here's the Sefer Torah, come and take the Tzchor. The Torah itself is the Tzchor. And then the Goyim says as well, the schar noilam habo is Hashem is to be megalatas the sisrei Torah. What does that mean? So I mentioned, I had a schus to speak here at Sukkos, last Sukkos as well. I mentioned then an idea which I'd like to revisit, perhaps slightly more length or more depth again. Chaim Volozhin in Nefesh HaChayim says there's a fundamental difference between other mitzvahs and Limud HaTorah. It's true, all mitzvahs bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All mitzvahs are emtsoim. Through these mitzvahs, we do what Hashem wants here, that brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Torah, he says, is different. The learning Torah itself is in itself a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know, Kud Shebrich Hu Ve'Rais Achad. What does that mean? I mean, I don't know exactly what that means, but we know that the Torah is kaviyachol the das of Hashem himself. Learning Torah, understanding Torah is to a certain extent understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. The more we are Oisek in Torah, we are actually connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oyo Chaim, which everybody knows from the song, says if people would know, if one would know the geshmak, the rivas of Limud HaTorah, they'd be mishtagim or smart and be running after it if they realize how geshmak is Limud HaTorah. The Limud HaTorah, why? Because the Limud HaTorah is connecting with Kodesh Baruch Hu. When you talk about Schar in Oilam Abba, this anig al zishkenosoi, it's mistabik with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's exactly the same thing as Limud HaTorah. Whatever the geshmak we have in Oilam Hazeh, in learning Torah, it's a ruchnistik geshmak, which are haneshoma, which are haneshoma, feels obviously, then Oilam Abba will be zeicha to evermore, on a much higher dargah, to be mistabik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand Torah, and that will be the geshmak, pi elech al cherochim. There's an agradia moshel from the Neid of Yehuda. The Rebbe Yehuda says a story belongs to Shik. Shik was going on a journey full of men, women, and children. And on the way, there was a storm. And what happened? The ship gets shipwrecked. Few people managed to escape. I don't know how. They had a lifeboat, or they held onto some piece of wood, and they managed to float. And they reached some desert island. There was a few men, women, there's one child there, small child. Okay. This little this island is far out, so we know not in the shipping lanes, and therefore a week or two. What they do, they have nothing but the clothes on the back. They start scrounging around, find something, food to drink, make themselves shelter. Eventually, time's passing, and it looks like they're going to be stuck here for who knows how long. There's one old man there. He says, "Look, we're stuck here. There's this little child here. He hasn't even learned how to read yet. I'm going to teach him how to read." He takes him down to the beach, draws a big aleph in the sand, says, "This is an aleph. Comet's aleph, oh." Starts teaching him the aleph piece. So the people there start saying, "What are you doing? We don't have anything. We're not going to be able to. We don't have pens, paper, nothing to write with, no books, no svarim. What's the point? You're going to teach him how to read. So no, comet's aleph, oh." Very nice. And now, and what will be? No, what's he going to do with that? He doesn't listen to them. He teaches them the whole aleph base, teaches them how to read. And no, so now he knows his aleph base. Eventually, a year or two passed, and the ship comes past, and they're rescued. This boy goes onto the ship, take him to the port, he comes to this town, he goes to the Beis HaMedrash, Mali Sforim, and he takes out the Sforim, and now he knows how to read the Sforim, and he starts learning all these Sforim. Because of this aleph base, which this guy taught him, now he could learn everything in the Beis HaMedrash. So doesn't need to be Yudah, the whole Kol HaTorah Kula, which we have nowadays. Imagine if we would know the whole Torah, like Chaim Kanievsky, with the Yedius and the Rafat of Chaim Kanievsky, with the Amkus, other stuff. Everything we could learn, that's really the Aleph base. Once we get there, we'll take the Aleph base, we're able to now start understanding the Sefer Torah on a totally different level. Right? That's the Schar, which is going to be in Eilam HaBo. If the schar which we have the Dveikus and Gadish Boch and Elabor, then is the Limud HaTorah. And that's what the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Ashkhara is saying. Gadish Boch is saying, "Kol mi she'osek bo yovel yitzol schorei." That's the schar in Elam HaBo. So I mentioned that again on Sukkot. Mentioned idea, it says in the Sforim, say, interesting idea. We know that Yud Gimel Midish L'Rachamim. That's the way we can, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is manik in this world, the way we can perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's another Yud Gimel Midos. There's Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah Nidreshet for him, which we say every morning if we come on time. So they say this, they're connected. The Yud Gimel Midos HaTorah Nidreshet for him is a reflection, a mirror of the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. What's the connection? The connection is as we just said. Understanding Torah, or the way, is exactly the same as Kaviyachar, in a certain extent, understanding Kadosh Baruch Hu. If Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us tools to understand the Torah in a deeper oifen, the same way you understand, Yud Gimel Midos, the way Hashem gave us the koyach to perceive Him and to connect Him in this world, the same way we have Midos, we have tools to be able to perceive the Torah in this world as well. Kunt Beis HaLevi, we'll leave that for a moment. Akaponim. It just struck me this year when I was preparing this drasha. I'd knew of this idea, but you see in the Torah, where does the Torah say the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim? In the parasha of Psol Lecha, when Hashem's coming to give us the Torah, that's where Hashem is nagad to us the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. So, Kapana, I think we understand if there's a difference between we saw a difference in the Luchos Hashanis and the Luchos Shniyos, all the things we said. Well, really, what we're saying is there was a difference in the whole bris, the whole hanhoga of Kadosh Baruch Hu with Klal Yisrael between the Luchos Hashanis and the Luchos Shniyos. The Luchos Hashanis, the whole Klal Yisrael was on a darga, much higher darga, much more ruchnisnek darga, a way we could connect and perceive Kadosh Baruch Hu in a different way. We didn't need the Mishkan, according to those Hashanim. Everybody could connect with Kadosh Baruch Hu wherever they were. In the end, Moshe Rabbeinu came out to him and did the Chet HaEgel, and Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchos. We weren't just breaking the Luchos. We were breaking this whole bris, and this whole anahog of the head of the Kadosh Baruch Hu was broken as well. From now on, we couldn't perceive the Kadosh Baruch Hu in that way anymore. We didn't have that kesher in this world, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, as we did before the Chet HaEgel. We need a mishkan, we need a conduit now to be able to connect to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem is coming to give us a different Luchos. He's going to give us a different way of us, for us to be able to perceive and to connect with Him. We need now a Luchos of Yud Gimel Midos. According to the Beis HaLevi, I started saying, according to the Beis HaLevi, it's Chayo Mochach. The Beis HaLevi says, we said before, the Beis HaLevi says that the first Luchos had the whole Tereshim B'Ksav and Tereshim HaPeh were written on the Luchos. however that was. Lukashmiya, Hashem said, no, only Teresh Beksav, but Teresh Bapeh, you're going to have to figure that out yourself from the Teresh Beksav. So the Yud Gimel Midrash Aferin addressed by him, Chayos, only Shaykh by Lukashmiya. We didn't need the Yud Gimel Midrash Aferin addressed by him for the first book, it was all there already. Obviously, there was some Dagum in Midrash to take it even further. Sure, that's beyond my Hatzoga, but I don't know what that was. Chayos, whatever, the same way as we said, the obvious, when Yishev Yeshiva learned Torah, there's a Dag of Torah which is beyond the Torah of understanding, collecting the Ganesh Baruch Hu. I don't know what that means. About Kaponim, the Yud Gimel Midrash, the rest of the Chayos, that's only Shaykh and Luchish Nias. So it makes sense. Dafka in this parasha now, when Hashem is coming to give the Luchish Nias, he prefaces that with the Yud Gimel Midrash Rachmim. That's part of the parasha of Solacho Shmei Luchay Savonim. We're coming to now, Hashem is giving us not only the Luchos Shniyos, it's coming to make a new breath, a new anhaga, a new way for us to be able to perceive and to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. What's Yom Tov? Yom Tov is a moyed, the word moyed. So, Adam from a Motcha Gifta would say over from his Rebbe, the Tolter Rav. Chazal say that the Pasuk says that Tisha B'Av is also called a Moed. So I think we normally understand that to mean one day you hear Hashem, when Hashem comes, Tisha B'Av will become a Moed. So he said, no. What does Moed mean? Moed means Oshon Hisvados, Beis Vad, meeting place. Place to come to meet somebody. So there's two ways you could come to meet somebody. Could be through Simcha. Could be with Simcha. Baruch Hashem, you come, you've met them. But sometimes, it could be through Tzoras. You go through the Tzar and the Tzoras that forces you to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that brings you face to face HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Tzoras to strive you to meet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tisha B'Av is a Moed through Tzoras. Yom Tov is a Moed through Simcha. That's what he said. Sholish Regalim is Sholish Bon Yeroyah called Zchokhu. It's a time for us to come to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to be seen HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal tell us that when it came up to be Oyla Regal, they would open up all the Sha'arim and all the Brokers, they were able to see straight through to the Olin HaKadosh. You can see the Kuvim were Mu'urim, they were hugging each other, they were intertwined, there was a man of Chibor. Yom Tov is a time where we're connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I heard once from B'Shem the Maral. The Maral explains the idea of Eruv Toshilin. Without going into the sugya, we'll say we know that you know how to prepare on Shabbos for Yom Tov. He's saying the Yom Tov is making a Shabbos, so ain't Shabbos making a Yom Tov. Why is that? So he said, the Yisoid is, Shabbos we know, Me'en Olam Haba. Shabbos represents what's going to be in Olam Haba. Yom Tov, he says, is Yom Tov Mashiach. Represents the times of Yom Tov Mashiach. What's the Mashiach for? Well, the Yud Gimel Ikrim, we know Mashiach is going to come. Why? What's that all about? Again, the Rambam, the famous Rambam, says, "Leni sabwa chachamim vanevin amoysa Mashiach. Lekidei shiyishin zwa kol oilom. Elo kidei shiupnuyim na teira la mitzvois. Kidei shiyizku lachai oilom abo." What's the Rambam saying? The point of amoysa Mashiach is to be free to the oisek and teira mitzvois. In order that we should be able to get to Olam Haba. Hashem made the world to do Torah mitzvah in this world to get to Olam Haba. The way it is now, the world, we can't do that as we should. We need Yom Tov Mashiach is when the world will be as it should be, but we'll be able to use it properly as we should to be able to get to Olam Haba. The other moral, that's pshat. Yom Tov is Mechim Shabbos. Yom Tov Mashiach, Yom Tov is any Yom Tov Mashiach. Yom Tov Mashiach is to prepare for Shabbos, which is Olam Haba. And I didn't see it inside. I'm not sure how much the Maral says, how much it doesn't, but I was thinking, the Ma'aseh Yom Tov also has some aspects of Shabbos. Yeah? We have to, from comes to Melacha, it's also on Yom Tov as well, there's three stuff for Melacha, except for Melachas Eichel Nefesh. But Shabbos, that's also as well. It's interesting. This Gemara in Avodah Zarah, which we mentioned before, that the Omer Tzaylam are going to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and want Neschar and Olam Haba. Yeah. More or less says, Misha Torah be'erev Shabbos, who yechal b'Shabbos. If you want to get the schar in Olam Haba, you have to have done the work beforehand. It's interesting that the Moshe Chazal decided to use for the schar in Olam Haba is who yechal b'Shabbos. You have to prepare, you want to prepare for your food, your eichal, you have to prepare that beforehand. Yom Tov is a time where pnuyim from all other melachas, or pnuyim from all other tirdas. Yom Tov is the zman of Yemais HaMashiach, where that's when we prepare the eichel, kert. That's the time to prepare for the achila, for she'eichel b'Shabbos. Yom Tov is a hetzer of dakok eichel nefesh, because Yom Tov is the end of Yemais HaMashiach, where we're meant to prepare the eichel l'olam haba. Shabbos is all being prepared. Misha Torah for every Shabbos, for eichel b'Shabbos. Al Kaponim, again, we're seeing that the idea of Yom Tov is a time when we can connect to Rabbi Shpoch in the way we're meant to connect in this world. So again, we understand that's what the Torah is telling us here, perhaps. Again, we're starting off with the Lukas Shnias. How can we connect now in this world after the Chetah Egal? The this world is not as overt and not as there as it was before. It's much more confined to the Mishkan. We want to be able to connect and perceive and understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu through His Torah, and to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's only through the Yud Gimel Yisrael Rachamim. That's only through the Yomim Tovim. I was thinking, we know, again, it doesn't say clearly in the Torah, but everyone knows, going through the period now, we've started Sri Asayimah, starting off from the beginning of Pesach. Sri Asayimah is a bridge taking us from Yisiyat Mitzrayim to Matan Torah. So I was wondering, why, if that's what it is, we should really start Sri Asayimah on the first day of Pesach. That's when we went out of the Mitzrayim, from Yisiyat Mitzrayim to Shavuos, to Matan Torah. But we don't. We do it the next day. The day we bring the Omer was on the Tezayin. What's the chance? So basically, the pasuk says, "Mimochnas haShabbos." And Torah stresses, "Don't the day after start the next day." It looks like the Torah is saying, first you have to go through the Yom Tov, the day first Yom Tov for Pesach, then you can start. So I'm sure anyone can explain this in hundreds of ways. Everyone will explain it in their way. But I was thinking, well, according to what we said, we can also say Yom Tov is a time for us to Yireh Kol Tzruchah. That's a time for us to perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Take that, and then, from that, that's where you have to start working, building up towards the Kabbalah Satayra. Mitzvah Hashem, we should be zeichah this year to have a Kabbalah Satayra. Not only a Kabbalah Satayra, perhaps a full Kabbalah Satayra, we should have another Yom Tov. Chazal say, Le'yim Ha'oi, Tchai Hashem, Mashalucha Me'at Yisrayim. Will be a time when Moshiach will come, will be a bris chadosha, a new anhogah of Chan Yisrael, a new Yom Tovim, Shemizrei Chemitz Hashem, Tzvichegi, Mitzion 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 Tzv